Hey, what's up, guys? Over here. So at this point, I think it's very obvious that in the gaming scene, whether it's with journalists, developers, what have you, there is definitely this defiant attitude towards DEI and also wokeness, where pretty much they will double down on this stuff no matter the cost to their sanity or their career potentially. And we saw a recent story that lines up with that, where a former Sweet Baby Inc. consultant would go out and say, basically, I don't care if supporting DEI is going to hurt the optics of my projects. I'm still going to do it anyways because that's what I want to do and I want to spread my message that way. And that sort of rhetoric and the doubling down on things as the landscape around them is changing is reflected by the last 24 hours where a lot of journalists and developers in the gaming scene have had some pretty epic meltdowns, including some violent rhetoric and even veiled threats against political opponents. And that is a result of the United States presidential election. I don't care if you're happy about Trump winning, if you're not happy, or you're just completely indifferent. I just think the reaction to this from the gaming scene is very representative of something we've been seeing for a while. Americans and people across the world are just tired of wokeness being injected into everything. And the games journalists and the developers looking at these observations, they just don't care. They just keep doubling down on their beliefs, even if everything is changing around them. And you expect the kind of meltdowns, as you'll see from the already very large compilation of people freaking out over the election results. But you can expect those same freakouts from games journalists as well, beginning with Jake Steinberg here. So they would freak out on Blue Sky and post this article in reaction to their anger about the election results, saying, anyways, I wrote a piece yesterday about how anti-woke gamers are basically Nazis. Yes, calling everyone who disagrees with you politically a Nazi is something that is not really working out for some people now, isn't it? But anyways, he is not having a good time over the past 24 hours. In fact, he has gone private on his Twitter account, and that was after he made this tweet and got some backlash for it, saying, politics used to require a certain amount of tolerance for shit being boring. That barrier is gone. News is just entertainment. Conservative political engagement happens in video game hate campaigns. The audience includes our most selfish now. Sick. And after that got some blowback, they would retreat to Blue Sky, which is really a gold mine when it comes to content, because a lot of people have been operating on Blue Sky completely unchecked. This is a pretty new app. It's just a Twitter alternative. And a lot of people in the gaming industry, especially woke people, they're just openly posting whatever they want because they don't think anyone's actually checking. So in this case, after a long series of posts expressing their anger about the election results, they then posted that article that they where they're claiming that gamers or anti-woke gamers are basically Nazis. And then I guess he would just copy and paste the tweet he made because it was such a banger. And look at that, 5 likes. It was definitely worth doing all of that. But anyways, he would be posted about by Mark Kern here, who's a veteran of the industry. And of course, that would lead to him saying, Grum's signal boosted me from behind a block, so my mentions on the other side are predictably full of Nazis. Yep, once again, anyone who disagrees with me or criticizes me is a Nazi, according to people like this. However, we would get some additional headlines from the gaming industry with some pretty unhinged reactions to this election. So you can see from that Park Place, Mass Effect writer says, am trying hard to restrain the vicious need to lash out at other people following the election results. So if you go to that article there, you can see they also went to Blue Sky and they're posting some pretty unhinged stuff, beginning with this post right here saying, have reached the point in this game where the first night shrieks and wails and sober is no longer acceptable. Tomorrow is a new day, but to get there, it's ZZZquil time. Unsponsored, F this shit. I'm emotionally unavailable for the next 5 hours. Sleep aid of choice. I guess more NyQuil or ZQuil, whatever it's called. And then they say, if you can, whatever you need, try to get some sleep. Even if it's scattered cat naps, your brain needs to function, energy to function, and it will want to function. I don't know what they're trying to say, but it basically sounds like they're using NyQuil to get themselves to sleep, like they need to be tranquilized because they're so upset about what happened. But this is the more interesting Blue Sky post where they say, am trying hard to restrain the vicious need to lash out at other people. I am too furious, too spiteful, too exhausted, too flattened, too scared. And yet, I am incandescent with a rage that has only this damaged body and mind to house it. Yeah, like I said, I think people are a little too comfortable on Blue Sky posting some of the most unhinged stuff. This is something that they would claim gamers would post. Like, this is their idea of what gamers look like in their minds. And of course, it's always projection and it's just some weird sharing of violent rhetoric going on in their mind. But believe it or not, folks, we would have another writer from that studio getting in trouble. So Dragon Age: The Veilguard lead writer Patrick Weeks melts down after Donald Trump wins the election. So here is another person we've actually talked about before. This is one of the lead writers at Veilguard here, and he is very upset, but taking a more, let's say, less direct approach to everything, where he's just reposting other things people are saying, but they're pretty unhinged. So this post here that he reposted says, Lawrence O'Donnell talking about how the Electoral College is a massive voter suppression technique, and it enrages me that we're still being controlled by white effing enslavers centuries later, all while people refuse to even murmur the words white supremacist. I don't think you guys have any issue murmuring the words white supremacist. But anyways, these effing enslavers who support the Electoral College, the only issue with this post is not only did the Republican Party win the Electoral College, they also won the popular votes. So their complaint here is rendered completely moot. But anyways, there's some more posts here saying the Harris campaign has been warning about this for days now, but it bears saying again, Trump will probably try to declare victory tonight. Do not fall for it and denounce it loudly. Well, literally just about 20 minutes ago before recording this, she conceded and gave up her run. So again, rendered completely moot. And here's another one talking about some of the breakdowns of the population and also talking about how Harris ran a smart campaign. And then this last one talking about encouraging people to not obey in advance, basically trying to say, don't give in to whatever they're trying to do. And yeah, it's a lot of fear mongering and hysteria being shared by this writer over at the Veilguard. And not too surprising, but there's some more action going on in the gaming scene. Mark Kern here, who was the lead developer on the original World of Warcraft Classic, he would say this: Activision Blizzard devs are melting down after the election. About half the office is losing their minds. People are crying, panicking, leaving work early. Trans people are talking about buying guns. People are passing out crisis support line numbers. It's complete chaos. And that at the time was a rumor, just from his observations and his connections at Activision Blizzard. But yeah, this sort of a reaction in a work environment is literally insane. And on top of that, you get confirmation from Mark Kern. Here are some of the dialogue, the leaks of some devs talking about some very unhinged things, saying it must be working on blank, making me more violent, but I have never been more tempted to buy a gun. And also saying, after all, an armed minority is harder to oppress. So again, another string of violent thoughts from these people who are a part of the industry. And it's, again, it's just not really that surprising. And Mark Kern will also bring up this sort of dialogue about what he thinks people are going to do in the industry. And I do agree. I think seeing what's happening with the United States and also just with really cultures across the world rejecting wokeness and all that, I don't think the results of this election is going to make any of these people in the industry change their ways. In fact, I think they're going to double down even harder and allow their political rhetoric to bleed into their work even more than it already is. I have a very strong feeling that's how things are going to go. But for now, that's going to do it for this video. Obviously, a lot to talk about today, so I appreciate you guys if you want to leave your thoughts about today's topics in the comment section down below. Hope you guys enjoyed the video, and I'll see you next time.